And we were looking at the video, and I think we stopped at the 15-minute mark. People remember that? No. I'm not sure what they were doing. I just took note of the time. So that's 15 right there. Let me just turn off this light. So do people have their ratings in front of them and we can discuss as we move along? Huh? Don't have what?
My reading.
Well, do you have the correlations that I sent out 2 weeks ago?
Oh, I think I have
one. Okay. So we are looking at this young lady. And I have your ratings up here, but you should probably also have them in front of you. So these are the correlations. And I redid, Kayleen sent me a new distribution, and so I incorporated that, and it's more consistent with everybody else's, it seems, as you can see. Here are most people's ratings. The others are below here, right there. And so on and so forth. So let's be looking at the video. And then if you want to talk about anything in the video as part of the items, we can certainly do that. Copies of their items. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's my folder.
Okay. Well, maybe if you go back in your mail,
you can share. I remember asking questions. And I had one about one, but now I don't have my people. But it's fine, I can go through the mail report.
So let's continue. People hear that?
Barely.
I can't turn it up anymore.
Are you over there?
Huh?
The wall?
There's no volume control in the wall.
My computer.
Be up here. I don't see any volume control. You guys familiar with how this works?
I'll play Julia today.
I know, yeah.
I'm just messing with this. Let's see.
Volume.
Yeah, 20.
Just the
highest.
Yeah.
It's not on your computer? Maybe the computer itself is in that next room.
What's that?
Like the putting the computer volume, not the volume on
QuickTime. Well, as you can see, it's at the highest.
No, like your own computer. No, on the computer, like actually, like. The
I mean, if you know how to do it, you can come up and work on it. I think it's probably at the highest, but you can check.
Down there, you see
this
one.
This one?
That's 100%. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so we're going to have to just put on our best ears.
It wasn't a lot of that nice in the lab. It wasn't a lot of the lab or not.
Yeah.
You think it was louder last time? Audio illusion. You see?
What is the thing that she does to fool for the next time, maybe?
In the game?
Yeah, like two little years ago.
Now, who's, it was this girl's idea to play, she just said, I want to play Cranium. I missed that.
So mm-hmm. I have a full time, and she's like, I want to play Cranium.
They don't really joke anymore.
No.
That's it. Like the session.
So this is the end of the session?
Basically, they will only do is play a game, but
yeah.
And then she tries to get something out of it, but she's not getting the game.
Yeah.
So like the whole conversation just happened, and she avoided it, she wants to play the game.
Yeah.
So let's see some of that. Here we go. Here's the wind up. You guys ever played this game before?
I think so.
You played?
Yeah.
Do they do it right?
No, I've played so many of these games that I was like a camp counselor, and I don't even know that we played it right when we played it.
Okay.
For the most part.
Very perky theme song.
I was watching it at 1 a.m. It was so loud.
It's very comfortable.
But she never picked up her cup.
I don't think she heard her question. She was so engrossed in reading. What are they doing? It's like
he's coming up with a really
like
odd
an hourglass.
Timing.
It made no sense.
Is that like clay? Or it's like.
So we can't say that she's creative.
I think I was thinking like, well, for better or worse, she puts things together in her head.
She thought
about it in an
shoulder.
Interesting way.
Yeah.
So right, so she sees things in unusual ways.
Yeah.
She thought it worked.
Ben Jovi. Do you have to draw anything in this game?
It really depends on what card you pick up. You don't get more chances.
Three. You need three.
Yeah.
So she's defying rules. So the rest of the session goes on like this.
Yeah.
They do talk about
a
little.
The only significant part is when they're leaving.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's fast forward.
I'm gonna speak.
You see?
You notice who's cleaning up here?
I think they missed something.
Yeah,
huh? So aren't they playing and she like steps out one more?
That's
yeah.
Kind of,
oh, that's one.
Yeah.
I think
no, it's like that. Yeah. Thanks
to keep playing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Cause at first she wasn't even helping clean it, now she's like fake.
Oh, then maybe we should go back a little.
Yes, it is. So it makes a lot of noise, too, right?
Another mask.
Looks like it. So we can assume she made that mess in order to extend her time. Kind of inconsiderate. It's still a huge mess.
But you are pushing all the chairs.
Yeah, like now all the things you said.
That's what we call passive aggressive. Pushing the other's gone.
Knock up the stone.
Is that the end?
Yeah.
Did you want to see that part where she was like begging to stay?
Yeah, you missed it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, right,
okay.
A little bit before.
Fast forward. I mean, rewind.
She's not very good at this.
She just keeps doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, she's not trying new ways of communicating. Butterfly.
I was thinking butterfly too.
Oh, it was because butt? Okay.
What was it?
Because she kept flying her butt.
What is it?
Butterfly.
Oh, so
it's not.
No, it's not. It's not butterfly?
No, it was flying by the seat of her pants.
Oh.
What?
She was never going to get that.
Yeah.
So she's doing all the cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
She's still playing.
Oh, I think that's
fine.
I think
he needs to. No, I'm.
So when's the one more time?
I think so.
I hope so. Ah, oh, here we go.
Nope. Nope. More oppositionality. Was that it?
I thought she tried to come in there a couple of times. I think this loop's already closing now.
All right, so let's move to our ratings. So, Naomi, was it your idea that we look at like huge discrepancies, or you had? Oh, it was you? Okay, all right. So. We got to a certain point in doing that, didn't we?
I think we just jumped around.
We were just picking what we wanted and looking.
Okay. Maybe we can be more systematic.
To look at 19.
19? So we have sevens, 9, 6, 5, 4. So there was a 9 and a 4. So that's a discrepancy of 5. So the high ranking was Adama, and the low was Michael, Julia, and Anna, or no, Angel and Kayleen.
You guys don't think she's open and straightforward?
So 19 is... is open and straightforward. When placed low implies sneakiness or deceit.
I think she's very straightforward. I think she's straightforward too.
You think you both think she's very straightforward? Where'd you put it?
I put 7. I can maybe put it like
7.
I could move down like just one if I have to.
Just one if you have to?
Yeah.
But you're the extreme on this.
You don't think she's sneaky at all?
I mean, she could be sneaky, but I think she's open and straightforward. Like, I think...
But no, but if she has some sneakiness, you gotta move it down.
Yeah, you put nine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's
open.
Like, huh?
With, in terms of her feelings, whenever the therapist, like, asked, like, when the therapist was asking her about the confrontation with the girl in the bathroom, she
quit crazy.
Sneakishly... It's
sneakishly.
Like cranium now, you know, like she needs avoidance. So I wouldn't say.
Okay,
but
so.
Avoidance, that's not new sneaky.
Yeah.
But
I don't that know if that's sneakiness, that's more avoidance. It's just
not
being.
Not open and straightforward.
It's not straight. No, it's not really straightforward.
She would be like, I don't want to talk about this. That would be open and straightforward. Instead, she tries something else to not talk about it.
I don't know how you guys think she's sneaky. It's not that I don't agree.
Well,
I
put
don't
four, so I didn't read it like low, very sneaky.
But how do you not think she's not straightforward?
Maybe not open, but I feel like she'll be like, all right, I don't want to do this anymore. And she even said, like, I don't want to sit here and be like, well, what are we going to do today? Oh, I feel like it's pretty open and straightforward now.
Could put it in the middle.
I mean, yeah, I can move it down to like a 7. But.
You guys put it in 4 and 5. What do you guys say?
I don't think that she's sneaky or deceitful, but I don't think that being open and straightforward is one of her top 25 most salient characteristics. It ended up in 4 for me,
mm-hmm.
So I thought that she was a little less straightforward than not. Yeah, I for me it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, for me it was sometimes she was open, like when she was talking about a period, other times she cut herself short or jumped around in terms of the topic. But sometimes she'd be like what you were saying, like I don't want to sit here, so I thought it was an even distribution. I didn't think she was sneaky.
I just feel like
she gets like her point
across.
So, I don't know. But
I'll
put it
at
7. I don't think I'll put it at 6 though.
I think between 5 and 7, I'd be okay with. 5 and 7 is within, we want to try to get within 2 of everybody.
Okay.
On all of the items. That would be a very laudable goal. So that means the 4s would have to come up to 5. Can you handle it?
There was a 2 also.
There was a 2?
No.
I don't think so.
What
was
it? 19.
Oh, okay.
Then we had people down here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. You want to do 18?
I think there's an 8 and 4.
So, you'd be 8? So 18 is expresses negative feelings toward peers directly and openly. Frequency or amount of negative feeling is not at issue. This item is concerned with directness of expression. How directly can she express, like, I hate you, I don't like you? Right? Did she express that at all in the session?
No.
But wouldn't you say her peers or something, like when she was at school, like not like that?
Would say it again?
Like when she was at school, she was pretty like negative towards people.
Was she negative with them, actually telling them she doesn't like them? Or did she tell the therapist, I don't like them?
Oh, we wouldn't know.
She tells the therapist, I remember she told the therapist, but I don't know if she told the therapist, but I remember she said she doesn't like when people pick on them or something like that. I don't know. She did say that she stands up for people. Yeah, so I don't mean bullies. But does she express negative feelings to them? I feel angry towards you, hate you, I don't like you.
But what about punching someone? That's not like...
It's not...
Ex-
that's, feeling is like sharing a feeling. Punching somebody is a behavior.
Okay. So you would want us to go down?
So he expresses negative feelings. I mean, you're assuming that punching is communicating a feeling. It is in a way, but...
We're talking about verbally.
Yeah. That's how I'm interpreting this. Anyone else see it differently?
You know, directness. And she does this, like, when she's talking about this hand gesture, like, well, I don't know. Because the therapist asked her, like, well, what do you do if you don't like this girl? And she's like, I don't know, I just ignore it. Like, go away.
Oh, that's true. She did say that.
So that would be the opposite of expressing negative feelings. When you have the opportunity to express negative feelings toward a peer and you don't, then you're starting to think about the uncharacteristic piles.
Okay.
Right? So, Mike,
I missed the mark on that one.
We're hitting you on this one.
Only because I remember we went over this last time I asked the question about, because I said she did express herself, but the whole directness of it. And then we went over the example about saying, I hate you, and then like, I hate you, remember?
Yeah.
So, now I feel like you just changed it again. So, if they express it at all, or?
It has to be expressed directly. So, I don't like you, I'm angry with you, I hate you.
Oh, so
that's an express.
Like, say it.
Yes,
okay.
They have to say it.
Okay.
Expresses negative feelings directly and openly.
Okay. So would you put that under uncharacteristic or just in the middle? Like, what's your? Space?
I mean, it sounds like it. I'm thinking like
three or four,
maybe five.
But what if she says I hate you? That's an automatic 9, because it doesn't.
Nothing's automatic because. As Mike just pointed out, you're rating these items in relation to all the other items.
Yeah.
And so if there are 99 items that are more characteristic than that, even though she said, I hate you, then it'd be in the uncharacteristic pile. I mean, it's where it exists in relation to all the other items. So you can't just say it's automatic something because all the other items play a role in where you place the item. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Wait, I have one more question. Because now it says frequency. So even if she says, I hate you 20 times, doesn't that not count towards this?
You can say it 20 times, but it's the directness of the statement that carries the weight.
So doesn't that go back to, I hate you? I'm so confused. I don't get it.
It doesn't matter if she says it 20 times or one time.
As long as she says it.
Yeah.
Oh, as long as she says it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not counting how many times she says it or not.
Can you look at
I think she might have said something because, I mean, most of the reader had 7 pages.
But I remember, we really just
can't
like remember.
Like,
yeah,
I don't see it as a 3 because, or 4 because it's just, you know, she doesn't like this person. You say
it is.
It.
No, it's not.
That she's not saying, but it's like, it's contradictory because even though she's not saying it, it's like, this describes who she is.
She
had to say it directly.
Yeah. I
think
it's not.
She,
I read it in 7, they read it in 8. I just can't remember what she said.
I can hate Donald Trump, but if I haven't expressed it directly to him, you can't score this high for me.
So you're saying like if you made like a whole like website about how much you hate Donald Trump, it doesn't count as long as you
exactly.
Say it. What if you never meet him? Like,
then I'll never get a chance to incite him to get high.
So if she says, I don't like her, that's...
No, if
high.
She said, I told her I hate her.
There you go.
We have to use the word hate?
No,
no.
So if she said, I
told
don't
her
like
a bad
her,
person.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
I think
it's a negative
that.
Feeling.
She was like, she used to be my friend, and now something like, I don't like her. I think she said that.
No, that's different. Now I don't like her. She's expressing a feeling that she has toward the therapist about that person. But if she said to that person, I don't like you, that's different.
I think she did.
Because I was originally going to put it higher because I had a question about this card. But I was still going back to I hate you. And I was like, I felt like she was expressing herself negatively or expressing her feelings. But I don't feel like she was doing the I hate you. That's why I put it at 4.
She said it to her friend, I don't like you.
I'm pretty sure she, you know that friend that was her friend,
yeah.
Then it wasn't her friend?
Yeah.
That girl, I think that she said it to her.
she came no, into the school and now she thinks she's popular. Right. And I don't like something like that. I remember her saying.
But if she just said, I don't like the fact that she's popular, that doesn't count.
Maybe she said something to her, but she just can't remember.
You have to say it to their face.
Why are you feel so strong about this? I don't think it was a three though. Uncarcerated.
No, I
think
not. I
could
forget.
Yeah. We have to look at it again.
You know, this is a girl who, based just on my viewing this video alone, has difficulty expressing negative feelings directly toward anybody. She could have said this there, but you know, I don't like the fact that you're ending my session now. I don't like that. Instead, what does she do? She acts passive-aggressively and prolongs the session by making a mess and then straightening up all the chairs when the therapist clearly told her to come out of the room. Rather than saying, you know, I hate you for ending my session, she doesn't confront the therapist at all. She expresses the negative feelings in her behavior, not verbally. So if she has difficulty doing it with her own therapist, I doubt that she would be able to do it with a peer. I could be wrong, and we'd have to review the whole video and watch it again to find out whether she really did say to this therapist, you know, I told that peer, whatever her name is, I don't like you for doing that, or whatever.
It's like minute 13.
Is it minute 13? All right, let's go to the videotape.
But she definitely says she sticks up for somebody.
Yeah, because he was being bullied.
But sticking up for someone is the same thing as saying,
that's just,
I don't like you.
But if you're sticking up for someone, you have to be saying stuff. You can't just be like,
you can't assume.
Okay, maybe not.
Right? That's where our reliability goes down if you make assumptions like that. Because one person is just relying on the data and the other person is relying on inference. Doesn't work.
I did say it was a good one.
I would have maybe in a two.
She ignores sometimes, not all the time.
You know what makes her ignore it? I don't know.
Evil twins. So she's demonizing these girls, but she doesn't tell them that.
Yeah.
How she
That's
feels.
That's probably what it was.
And then she says it again, and we just ignore them.
Okay. That's what I was asking. I didn't know.
Okay.
It just says express feeling towards peers directly openly.
So I would put this in a two or three based on that alone. I mean, come on.
So even if she feels negative, she's not saying anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Directly.
It's so hard to go against
openly and directly. Openly and directly. Don't you have people you know in your life who you don't like, but you're not going to tell them that directly for whatever reasons?
Yeah.
You know, it might cause a rupture in your larger peer group, or, you know, there are people like that in my life all the time. I might not like them, but I'm not going to say that openly or directly to them.
Makes sense.
So, I agree, this is a low, but in a case with a card where it's like shows her thoughts and feelings, but not through like words or directly, I forget what the exact terminology is. Would that be higher?
Well, let so do you know which one that is?
One of the like earlier ones. We talked about this
one
a lot.
It's like
either
one or eight or something.
Yeah. Prefers nonverbal methods.
Is that what prefers nonverbal methods of communication? Yeah, I mean, this one, I would say she belongs in a seven or something like that. You know, I mean, look at the end of the session.
Right.
She's communicating F you.
Right.
But she's not saying it.
Yeah. But.
What?
Actually, I don't even remember
what
I
think.
Could you check what we put?
Sure.
I put it,
okay. 2, 5, 6.
I put an 8.
Or
1.
Well, 1, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, we have that backwards, I
guess. 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
And you said
oh
7.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, look how she's showing her anger without, you know, using verbal means.
But would you say prefers? I wouldn't say prefers.
I think and under conditions of anger, she prefers nonverbal methods of communication. Yeah, but
I just think that she speaks a lot about how she feels. Like, she does speak a lot.
Yeah, when I think about this question, I think about her, I don't know, like, her writing something to the therapist, like, here, I want to talk to you, just read this. Nonverbal.
Yeah.
Or, like,
no, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, how about a 6?
No.
5?
5.
In the middle.
I got it at 6.
In the middle. So Vera put in 1.
Because when I put it in, if you think of like 7, 8, or 9, I think of, like, she's pretty quiet, and then she'll put out gestures, like you said, like,
yeah.
Instead of speaking so much, she speaks a lot, even if it's not about her feelings.
Yeah.
Remember, they played charades.
I mean,
it's not verbal methods of communication. I don't know if she prefers them.
But she was talking the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you're right about that.
Which one was it? 18. I would say, like, hitting the girl is a nonverbal method of communication. Instead of saying, I don't like when you stick your head under the stall, she
right.
pushes her. It's not like she punches her. So,
right. So that would be considered nonverbal, sure.
Yeah.
But see, it's just like a few things comparable to like the entire session, really.
Right? Or she's talking. Later.
That's why in the middle would be better.
Like, yeah, like 5.
Because I would.
All right, I can go with that.
On or
not?
I have a 14.
14 is eager to please. What do we get here? We had 3, 4, 6, 5, 4, 9. Anna, 9. That is,
you know,
definitely not true.
You know what it is?
I put
3, 7, 4.
I put it higher too.
She's. What about the end of the session? That's not eager to please. The therapist is begging her to stop, begging her, please. And what does she do? She keeps on spilling and messing and fixing and cleaning up and,
you know,
straightening chairs. She's not listening to the therapist.
I agree with that now. Put it lower, but what I was thinking when I was doing it was like every time she talked about her grades, like, oh,
yeah, that's
me.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Look at
that's
me,
kind
I'm
of
doing so
video.
Good.
So she's a braggart. That
like,
doesn't mean
I
she's
could,
eager to please.
I guess I can see that, yeah. That, I guess that's what I was thinking when I was putting it in.
Yeah, when I did this, I remember, like, I feel like she's eager to please. Like, she, herself. Not, yeah, herself.
Please
but
herself.
Originally I remember having it in, like, the characteristic pile, and then I was like, not really, she doesn't try to please others, so that's why I rated it lower.
Yeah, this item is not eager to please oneself, it's eager to,
yeah,
implications
she
eager to please
she
others.
She is eager to please others.
Really?
Like,
did you see how she acted with the therapist?
But I mean, like, when she talks about, like, her accomplishments, quote-unquote accomplishments, she's like, makes it seem like she's the best person in the world.
Yeah,
but it's not
for
other people.
I guess no one else really. No one else really cares. I guess, and you know what I mean. It's not like pleasing them. They just like they're caring about it.
Yeah, she just wants
to be the best. Yeah,
herself.
That's what I thought originally too. That's why I put it high.
Satisfy her own ego.
Yeah. Because like I guess like if her parents said it in another way, like, oh, like, give good grades and she brags to them, that might be pleasing them. But the therapist probably doesn't care. Like,
what about the center of attention thing? Which one was that? Did you guys?
Center of attention?
Mm-hmm.
Which
one
is that?
I was trying to find it.
What is it?
21.
21?
559975.
I don't want to talk about that just because everyone was either right or
578.
What number is this?
21? Tries to be the center of attention by showing off, demonstrating accomplishments, volunteering, etc. Well, the good news is that everybody scored it high, 5 or higher. I'm relieved to know that, because this girl is definitely not below a 5 on this item for this session. The question is, between a 5 and a 9, where does she fit? Was trying to be the center of attention one of the 5 most characteristic aspects of this session for this girl? You felt that it was?
Yeah.
More than...
God, you guys have such better memories than I do. I wish I could back it up with actual evidence.
But you felt at the time that... The see, now me scored it a 5. So you thought she was neither showing off nor hiding her light under a bushel.
I think, yeah, because she was showing off in a previous session, but not in this one. In this one, she was...
Yeah, now everybody remember, we have to score only from this session.
Right.
You don't. You can't use cumulative knowledge, right?
That might have been a factor. Cause
that might have been a factor?
I'm trying to remember if she said anything. But
I feel like I watched this. I thought she wasn't as center of attention in this one. It was more like she was talking about other people and
she wasn't talking about
and stuff.
In this session.
Yeah.
So maybe I can't. I can.
But I think I probably put it as 7 because of the one from before.
I could put it as a 6. I meant to put it as a 7. But I would say 6.
I mean, I guess.
But Mike thought it was a 9 this session. Were you relying on the previous sessions, though, were you, Mike?
Julia thought it was 9.
Yeah,
let's call her.
Let's call her. She's really sick.
Well, I mean, and if, like, she talks about her peers and, you know, the other kids getting bullied and then makes it, like, but I stick up for them, kind of being like, this is happening to them, but I, as the golden child, those aren't her words, but
yeah.
I'm trying to find reasons.
That makes her the center of attention.
She does say that she like when she was talking about her autistic friend, maybe she was, I don't know, she was kind of like,
what's she
called? I think it was she
like, she's like, I always help people like that, like, you know, like, I don't know if that was meant to be like the center or if she was actually just genuinely like saying that she was helping people.
She keeps bringing up that she's
sort of the histrionic behavior, like the flamboyant gestures and speech and mannerisms and ways that she, you know, draws attention to herself. I think that stood out to me. I'm not saying that she has histrionic personality disorder, but but you know, I mean, yeah, I could go lower than 9, but I thought that it was fairly characteristic. I probably wouldn't go lower than 7. I think it deserves to be the top 3.
Just top 3
piles.
Yeah. Yeah. How about a 7? People agree with that?
5.
5 is fine.
I feel like if I were to have rated higher, it's because of what I feel of her, not because of what she does.
You
like,
have
I feel
to,
like she wants to be the center of attention, obviously, but I put a 5. Like, I didn't rate it high. Because I feel like if I rated it higher, it would be based on my opinion of her.
Well, all of it's your opinion of her, but you should base it in evidence, actual evidence.
Yeah, but I didn't see that.
You didn't see her being the center of attention in this particular session?
Yeah. And in the last one, yeah. I feel like she was. Because she was talking about...
How about the dramatic charades episode? Where she's obviously enjoying
one person paying attention to her?
Yeah, of course.
She has to do it as part of the game. It's not like she just chose to do that.
Well, she kept doing it over the same thing over and over again, trying over and over again.
She brought up she was a good singer.
Hey, she kept saying, like, hey, look at me.
What you said?
Like when she didn't want to go, she was like, look at me.
She said that?
Well, I don't know if she was looking at me, but she said like, look, look, it's the last one. And then she did the Frankenstein thing. Like she made sure that the therapist looked at her.
That's true. How about that?
I think she thought she was smart in the class again.
You go with 7?
Yeah.
On the strength of Surratt's?
I mean, I still think it's 7, 8,
not to get 7.
All right, if we're within 2, I'm happy, okay? What other ones do you guys want to go over?
I'm just looking at 90.
90?
She's stubborn.
Three, six, 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 five, four. That's pretty tight.
Wow.
And the last 3, 7, 3, 6. So the 7 is a little bit out. Angel?
90.
Yeah. Is stubborn.
Well, there was some stubbornness at the end.
Yeah, that's what that was saying to me at the moment. She didn't want to leave. She wanted to keep playing. She kept avoiding her.
I don't know why I put it so low.
She didn't help her clean up.
What do you guys think?
I can't think of why I put it so low.
What, does Angel have a point here? Maybe everyone else is wrong.
I think
she
what
stubborn?
It was is one swallow doesn't make it summer.
Yeah.
Stubborn at the end.
Okay.
I mean, maybe she was stubborn throughout. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I don't know why I put it so long.
How about when
like
the therapist obviously wants to keep talking about the issue, right?
Uh-huh.
And she says, let's play Cranium, and is fixated on Cranium.
That's
isn't that kind of stubborn?
She's a really stubborn person. Why haven't I? Like, she's really stubborn. I don't know why I put it 3.
Yeah.
I would put it like under 7 or 8 when I think about it.
I don't know if I would chalk that up to oppositional defiance so much as to like an impulsivity attention deficit. You know what I mean?
With that particular example I just gave? Because at the end, you got to go with the stubbornness.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was definitely stubborn, but the first example you gave 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, where the therapist wants to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she says, no, I want to play Cranium.
So she's definitely...
I saw that as more willful.
I think that's just sort of one-track mind, mono-fixation. Just like,
but why at that particular point? I think there's a danger in overthinking this, and I don't want us to overthink, but you know, as a therapist, I'm obviously locked into why at that particular moment she decided that she wanted to play Cranium. I think it did have something to do with the anxiety she was feeling about what was being discussed with the therapist.
Isn't that what the therapist had asked her?
What?
How come every time we talk about this you want to play a game?
Right. And she ignored that question and said, let's play Cranium. Didn't address the therapist's concern that she was changing the subject.
Yeah.
So
that kind of goes back to 18, right? It'll go down low. It expresses negative feelings directly.
Yeah.
What's for his peers? The therapist isn't a peer.
Right.
Where are we done? I was going to go to the other one.
Yeah, which one do you want to talk about?
I'm just looking through them, and for 94, there's like a 1 and a 7. So.
Oh!
Yeah.
Julia and Mike.
Wow.
It's on.
And 90.
94.
We have another one, too.
What's 94?
We have another one, too.
Why did I say she's talking?
We did.
Yeah.
That was with the previous session, right? Not this session. Or was it with this session?
It was with this session.
Tend to be sulky or whiny.
Yeah.
I think we did address it.
We might brought down my.
We did talk about
my score, but I still felt like she was kind of whiny. Everything she said was like kind of whiny, but it might have just been the tone of her voice, not her actual words.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really see it, but I think a 1 might be too low. Anyway. What other one did you...
Oh, I don't know. I'm just looking through them. I'm not looking at this.
Great.
I'm looking at the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
We get 100. Oh, we already get 100.
What about
35?
35?
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 3, 3, 5.
It's inhibited and
constricted.
What
is that? Inhibited and constricted.
Could you check what I wrote? Could you check what I wrote?
Yeah. Inhibited and constricted. 7, 3, 3. Angel, once again, is the outlier. 7. Is inhibited and constricted. You see her as inhibited and constricted? She's hitting her butt, acting like a butterfly. She's all over the place. She's making loud noises and making messes. How's that inhibited and constricted? All right. All right. Where, how far would you come down? How low will you go? Okay, so 35, 1, 2, 1. And, yeah, so I would say a 3, maybe even lower. And are you willing to come down, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just put it directly in the middle. I don't know why I put it directly in the middle.
She's out there and loving every minute of it.
The last one was
61. We've got 5 through 8. Not too bad. And let's check the other 3.
What was it?
6, 5, 6. That's not too bad. 5 through 8. We want to try to get within 2, but within 3, especially at this point in training, not too bad. That, what item was that? That was...
tends to be judgmental behavior of others.
You know, based on what I heard, you know, where she demonizes these other kids, she's being pretty judgmental. I'd be more on the side of 7 or 8.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't too sure.
I wouldn't put her in the middle.
But wouldn't judging... I mean, yeah, but like... Aren't they like also really like hurting her in a lot of
ways? This is all according to her perception. We have no idea what these people are really like. Right?
That's why I put it
low. Like according to that, like
put it low.
Well, I put it as a 5 because most of the time I felt like she was talking about other people being judgmental. She wasn't really saying like she was.
But isn't she being judgmental by accusing others of being judgmental?
I don't know. That's why I didn't know. Like, does that qualify?
He's so judgmental.
But she was, like, sad about it. Like, oh, they'll laugh at the girl on stage. And I don't know, she was kind of, like, felt bad. I don't know.
Then she called them the evil twins. How judgmental can you
well,
be?
Well, they were mean.
Are you call somebody evil?
But wait, like, okay, the people that she's being judging towards are people that are being mean towards her, allegedly.
Allegedly.
But people that are not doing anything to her, like her autistic friend or things like that, she's not judging them at all, even if they are, like, she says that she helps people that are, like,
okay,
lower. Like, you know, like,
doesn't necessarily have to be bad, though. Right?
Maybe. I guess I just put in, I don't know.
We're trying to keep values out of it, so being judgmental is just judging someone else as being a bad person. We're not saying she's bad by judging others. We're just saying this is what she's doing.
What did she call her friend? Like, she said the word, like, mentally or retarded. Like, she said that she changed it. Did she?
Mentally handicapped.
I feel like she used, like, a meaner word, and then she corrected herself. I think so.
But if she was very laudatory of other friends' behavior... You know, tends to be judgmental of the behavior of others. Well, some others. So it wouldn't be a 9.
But it wouldn't be a 1.
No, it wouldn't be a 1.
I put a 5. Is that too high?
I think you have to move it closer to a 7.
A
7?
Yeah.
So
I could see an 8.
How about the next one, 62?
62 is obedient and compliant.
I put a 5 for that.
533255. That's also pretty,
pretty good, actually.
Pretty close. And let's see the other three. 635. So the six. The six is an outlier. That is Angel again. So you think she's a little bit more obedient and compliant than not obedient and not compliant?
I think it was one of those, like, it was a five, and it was like.
Yeah, you had a.
Yeah. I think it's a five.
I don't know. She. I would see this as kind of a three.
No.
Yeah, I mean, think about the end. I mean, I keep pointing the end of the session. I mean, you're right. It is only like, what, 7 minutes
yeah.
out of the whole thing, but. It's a very salient 7 minutes where she's really defying.
Well, she doesn't listen even in the beginning.
But I would say she's kind of compliant from, like, the beginning to, you know, before cranium. She's, you know, talking to the therapist for once, like, actually, instead of avoiding until, you know, she's, like, last night cranium. But that's
right.
pretty compliant for the portion of the
teacher. I guess the question is whether what you see at the end is that so... you know, salient, so really meaningful to understanding the entire session that you would give that maybe more weight.
So you say you put it as a three?
I'd say three, maybe four.
So five is good.
So what if she would have told her, oh, we're going, let's go, and then she would have left, and then she would just sat there and not left the room, then I would...
Well, that's what she did, basically.
But not really, she did come.
Eventually,
yeah, but I wouldn't rate
that,
it as
but the therapist, you know how rare it is for a therapist to have to leave the room with a patient in it? It's very rare.
She was really annoying.
Yeah, because she wasn't obedient.
That's right.
She just wanted to leave. I didn't feel like it was about the child anymore.
Their session was up.
Yeah, but she just wanted to get out of it.
But she had told her five, and she had her 5 minute warning too. She's like, we're gonna.
Yeah, you know, when the session's over, you have to, because you have another patient waiting
yeah.
usually.
Okay.
And the next patient has to come in, and you know, you have to set boundaries. And this girl has been in therapy. I'll just tell you this: this girl's been in therapy long enough to know.
Okay.
A 45 minute session is a 45 minute session, and she was pushing the boundaries here. She wasn't being compliant.
Can I ask you a question? I hope this doesn't sound dumb, but that's play therapy, right?
Huh?
That's play therapy.
Yeah.
How, doesn't it hurt sometimes to play games because it gets distracted from actually talking? Even
well,
even though they talk through the
yeah,
games.
Yeah, yeah.
But
a skillful therapist will figure out how to use a game like that to get deeper into the child's problems and be able to discuss them.
Because I feel like she was having that conversation, right? And she was like, getting into, you know, sharing her feelings. And then she saw the game and she was like, oh, this is my way out. You know, that
yeah.
game wasn't there.
Well, I think the therapist agreed with you, and that's why she said what she said. Because she was looking for a way to avoid talking about what they were talking about, the peer relationships. Now, you know, a skillful therapist, this is a student therapist.
Okay.
Skillful therapist would say something like, hey, Adam. Good, how are you? You joining the Applied Child Lab?
I would love to. Thank you right now.
Okay. All right. You know, a skillful therapist will say, you know, I see that you don't want to talk about X. Okay, so we won't talk about X, just that you and I know that you don't want to talk about this issue, and we'll put it aside for now. Let's play cranium. And then during cranium, I would try to find a way of alluding to maybe the previous conversation in the game itself. You have to be creative as a child therapist to do something like that. This therapist is still learning how to do child therapy, so you're not going to get that level of skill yet.
I don't even know it's quite bad.
Well, because then why does she ask that then? She says it seems like she just wants to play more to talk. I thought that was just like a part of it.
Play therapy usually means creative play.
Okay.
But board games like Cranium is not really what you would think of as play therapy. In fact, there are some play therapists like Gary Landreth at the University of North Texas
mm-hmm.
who don't have board games in his office. And he's considered one of the world's leading play therapists. Because structured games tend to limit
mm-hmm.
creativity and the exploration of one's problems and conflicts, right?
I took one playground class, I don't remember.
Who taught it?
Campbell.
Carol Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you take?
Play therapy.
Just...
Yeah, I had to make at the end like a little engine thing. Oh. I made a box and then I had stuff inside. Yeah, that was cool.
Can we do a five?
No, we did it already.
Oh, we did.
What are you telling him?
We did 85?
It's aggressive.
We spoke about it.
Oh, okay.
What about 81?
I thought we did 81, didn't we?
That was wrong. I have to go up.
81. Can acknowledge unpleasant experiences and admit to own negative feelings. For children, this item shows developmental trends. At early ages, this item would be placed for low for most children. She's not. Most children, if we expect it to rise in salience over time. So, is she able to acknowledge unpleasant experiences and admit to own negative feelings?
I think so, yeah, right? What do we put?
So, 81. So it's Vera. Naomi scored a low. Mike was an 8, which I would tend to put it, I think, more closer to that. Julie is a 5. Who's?
Able to express her negative emotions.
Adama's 8. The evil twins?
I guess I was looking at it a bit more literally. Okay. So if it's like... Yeah, that makes sense.
She didn't say, maybe she did, I hate these kids, but she called them the evil twins.
No,
and...
yeah, so I think I misunderstood the card in that way.
Okay.
I think that's true because, like, she very, like, easily told a therapist, like, all the bad things that happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, she wasn't, like,
who
was
the 3?
But I agree with
going on.
You do? Okay.
We can agree.
Can you go up with that?
Yeah.
7, okay. I can live with that. I'd say, you know, 6 to 8 feels right to me. You think that's about right, Mike? We're out of time. You want to keep going? We're having so much fun.
I think this will be in compliance. Yeah. Just one more,
now,
right?
Angel, spill your water and just keep staying. Now, do you guys want another video?
Yeah.
We need our last
session. Huh?
Yeah.
For the year, are people going to be around on the 16th?
Oh, that's the question I had. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Finals
don't
end until the 22nd.
The 16th?
Like,
the last meeting of the year for us, the 16th.
And then we don't come back to one.
So January 19th, is it the 22nd?
And it's a Tuesday, so January
20th. 20th.
The after process card.
Okay.
So okay, we get 2
we
more.
We should bring a cake that day. My birthday, December 18th.
Oh my gosh! What is the center of attention?
Right. Wait,
first
be nice.
I have a final, but I feel like it extends that late, so I'll let you know if I can come that day.
Okay.
I know I have a final, but I'm not sure what time it is.
Okay.
But it's like a late class, so I think it.